Amen. Open your Bible again, if you can, if y'all can follow me on the, put the scripture up on the screen. Open your Bible again to Colossians, ain't no first, it's just one. Colossians chapter 1 and verse, which one did I do? Let's do verse 12 again. How many of you got a pad, your iPhone, or a piece of paper? Because we're going to look at some things tonight. And I'm going to ask you some questions, and we're going to talk about this tonight. And it's all right to examine some stuff we do in light of the Word. Is that okay? All right. Okay. All right. Now watch this. He said in Colossians 1:12, and I read through 14, said, giving thanks unto the Father. Doing what? Giving thanks unto who? Which has made us meet to be partakers. A better word for that is made us able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Notice we're talking about we are the children of light. And he made us able to be partakers of the inheritance. Well, what have we inherited? Who? You notice that he had made us able to be partakers of this inheritance. And really what happened, we was outcasts, we were alien, we was heathen, we was in darkness. We didn't have any hope. And God sent Jesus to the earth, and he died as he fulfilled the covenant that none of the rest of them could fulfill, that old covenant, the first covenant, the Abrahamic covenant. None of them could fulfill it. None of them, including Abraham, they walked on it, but they couldn't fulfill it. So Jesus fulfilled that covenant so he could bring on a better covenant, establish a better covenant. And I don't have time to go into that because where we're going tonight, maybe sometime we can go back and look at that again. He fulfilled that covenant. And when he did, he brought on a new covenant established upon better promises. And when he did, he inherited us. So we are his inheritance. And because, listen, and because he inherited us, now remember what Romans 8:17, I believe I'm right. Romans 8:17, you don't have to turn there, but go ahead. And, it says, if children then what? Heirs of God. And what? Joint heir with Jesus Christ, with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, we shall be what? Glorified together. If children then been heirs of God, joint heir with Christ. Other words, here's what he wants you to see. When he inherit you, Jesus is the heir to the kingdom. We are joint heirs with him. Here's what I want you to see. Everything in the kingdom, everything that he's an heir to, so are we. Everything he has a right to, so do we. I got my head on my body. Now everything that I put in my mouth and drink and chew, every part of my body get a chance to enjoy the benefit of it. My eye, my nose, my stomach. Because if I stop feeding it, all of them will stop functioning. The eyes will stop working. Nose to stop smelling, stomach stop digesting because they ain't got nothing to digest. And it'll just break down and quit. You get what I'm saying? So what you want to understand, you have been made an heir of God. And everything that God had given Jesus, you and I have it. And you can search the scripture, and that's what you ought to do. You can search the scripture, you can search the scripture. And I think that's what mess up people. They don't search the scripture to get proof, evidence, and validate truth and substantiate that truth so you have something to stand on. And most of us just like to get a good feeling. And as I believe B.B. King saying, when the thrill is gone, you don't have anything. But when you have truth and no feeling or bad feeling or test or trial, opposition, but we have truth, you got something to stand on. Amen. Amen. When you're facing that, and we do face opposition. So he said, we an heir of God. And this is why God wants us to walk in the light. Now, go ahead and put that scripture up again, 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. We are going there because I'm going to ask you some questions. I want you to give me some honest answers. I need some help tonight. Okay. All right. Can you get that up there for us? Then I'm going to read something. I got a new translation. I love it. And some of you might want to. It's a new translation, and it's from the, I hadn't been out that long, called the Passion Translation. And it's translated from the original Hebrew, Greek, and Arabic. And they did a good job on translating this particular translation that I'm going to read from tonight a little later on, but let's get to the question. All right. Now listen to what it says. We all agree that the scripture is true when it says, therefore, if any man be where? In Christ, he is the new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new, right? We all agree with that scripture, right?